Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages in the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daf Hei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting to have Dal Amud Beis in the two dots, eight lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ketzad Hu Oiseh, what do you do? Meaning the Mishnah said that if you have chometz, you have to put it in a Mokum Mutzna, in a hidden place, so you won't be choshes, the chometz spread out. So what does he do? So the more koyfe olav kli, he covers it with a vessel. Make sure it's covered. Kofa olav kli v'loy mutzoy. He covered it with a kli and he can't find the chometz. And he oimer yad netalto. I assume someone came and took the chometz out. I don't assume the chometz spread out in the house. Loy kofa olav kli v'loy mutzoy. But if he didn't cover it and he goes to look for the place for the chometz, he can't find it. Then the din is oisu abayi soich b'diko. He does need to check the house because you chayshish now they didn't cover it. Then maybe the chometz is somewhere in the house. Oishar kol abatim lo yutzachim b'diko. What about the other houses around? Do they need to do b'diko? The same in this house. Maybe the chometz went somewhere else. Maybe the chometz went to another house. So the one ishvini meado. We learn from the following. It says ovad kazayis min ameis babayis. If there was a piece of a mace of a body that fell that is in the house that causes tumor. Big shuv loy motzu, abaytor. They went to look for this piece of the mace and they can't find it. The baytor, because you assume someone came and took it out. But if you do find that piece of the mace, you see that's the piece that got lost. Don't think that maybe the piece that got lost was gone and this is a new piece. It's the same piece and the bais, it becomes tomei retroactively for the time that it got lost. Says the Gemara, hado yol fo minahi. There, that case learns from the case of chometz. We're in Dafei Amud Aleph. Vahi yofo min hado. And the case of our case learns from the case of the mace. Hado yofo min ibed hiiniach. Although the brisa that speaks about the mace talks about that it got lost, but it will be the same case if he didn't get lost, he just put it somewhere. He put it in a safe place. You say the same thing like we have by chometz, that if he covered it with a kli, you assume that someone took it. Vahi yofo min hado, and chometz learns from the mace, en lecha tzorich b'dika lo oisa b'ayis b'vad. What we said over there is that that house is tar, and the other houses doesn't say it's tameh. Sometimes choshesh the mace, that piece of the mace went somewhere else. If you didn't find it here, I'm assuming everything is tar. Kotir Zagmar says, according to Rabbi Yudo, even the house where the chometz got lost doesn't need b'dika. Nishreini mir adol. Learn from the following. There was a maid servant of a masik, someone who cuts olives off the tree, in a place called Rimoin. Sheshlichu nefel echod lebor. So this maid servant had a miscarriage, and she put the baby, to put the fetus into a pit. Came a coin and he peeked into the pit to see what she threw in there. And the question is, did the coin become tummy or not? They don't see anymore any nothing left from this fetus. They said it's tar because probably in that pit there was a weasel or a bardos, another type of small animal, that they came and took the meat, they took the fetus, and they took it away. So the coin is not tummy. So the Gemara learns the same thing by chometz. If I can't find the chometz, according to Rabbi Yudo, I don't have to go and look in the house. I'm assuming that maybe an animal took it. So the Gemara, maybe not. The weasel likes to take the meat, the fetus, but not bread. So we don't have a right to bread. Maybe she runs after both. The boso she takes and then she eats it, so it's not here. So there's no tumo. But the pas, she maybe moves and replaces the place, but then not necessarily eats it. So the chometz may be in the house, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yudah, the main ibdiko. One of the kids of Shema Avohu, and choshu Shema Gir Chuldo, okay, Rabbi Yudah, choshu Shem. Meaning what it says by us, that by chometz, you're not choshish, that maybe he was taken away, that's according to Rabbanon. But according to Rabbi Yudah, the opposite, you are choshish. Why? Because Rabbi Yudah said by the bar, that you're saying, assuming that maybe came an animal and took the fetus. Now, we're agreeing with the chilek before, that there's a difference between meat and bread, and then meat, she eats, and the bread, the animal does not eat it. So here I'm choshish, that maybe the animal took the bread and put it somewhere else. So even in a case where he hid the chometz well, he put it under a kli. He picks up the kli, he can't find it. According to Rabbanon, you're saying you don't need bdika. I'm assuming someone took it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the animal took it, and because we don't know that he eats bread, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, is more chomer. So the Gemara starts by saying maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're more mekel. We're assuming that maybe there's no chametz even in a place we didn't cover it. And the Gemara's conclusion is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, could be worse. That even in a place where you covered it, if you can't find it, you assume an animal took it, and you have more of a chashash of chametz. Halacha da azok de mishnah. May oimer oichlim kol chomesh v'sorfim mitchilas shesh. The fifth hour of the day, you can eat the chametz. When it comes to the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when you have to burn it, because you have to get rid of chametz according to everybody at chatzois. Chatzois is the beginning of the seventh hour. Chatzois is the end of the sixth hour, beginning of the seventh hour. So according to our mayor, beginning of the sixth hour, which means the end of the fifth, beginning of the sixth, you have to burn it. And the whole fifth, which means from the end of the fourth until the end of the fifth, you can still eat chametz. You can eat only until the end of the fourth. During the fifth hour, you have to not touch, you can't eat the chametz, but you still don't have to burn it. In the beginning of the sixth hour, you have to burn it, which means an hour before chatzos. Says the Gemara, Rameir Oimer Echikol Shchamesh Vechulei. Rameir Oimer Misheshos V'lamala Medivreim. Explains the Gemara, what does Rameir hold? Rameir holds that from the end of the sixth hour, which means from Chatzos onwards, the reason it's also is only with the Rabbanon. So therefore he's not so machmir. Before, he says 1 hour before that, you should not eat, you should burn it. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Misheshos V'lamala Medivrei Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, from Chatzos onwards, it's also Midera Raisa to have the Chometz. One has to get rid of the Chometz, Midivrei Torah. And therefore, it's more machmir to say that you need to have 2 hours of distance, 1 hour that you just don't touch the chametz, and 1 hour where you burn the chametz. Say, well, my time with Rameir, what is the reason for Rameir that's only Yisro Derabbanan? Because the Pasuk says, Ach b'yoyim ha'risho teshbisu. What is the yoyim risho that you have to get rid of chametz? Zechamishasar, the first day of Pesach. Maybe he means only when it gets dark, that's when you have to get rid of the chametz. Tomud loymer ach. What's the ach? Haketzad, pain lo lifnei shiyas acham ha-shoachas. You have to add a little bit more. You have to get rid of the chametz 1 hour before sunset. My time in the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason in Rabbi Yehuda? Ach, b'yom ha-rishon zeh arba asar. Yom ha-rishon doesn't refer to the first day of Pesach. It refers to the day before Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. As the Gemara in the Bavli says, sometimes the word rishon means the day before. Yechol kol ha-yom kulo. It could be the day before, you have to get rid of the chametz. Maybe you cannot have chametz the entire day. Tomud loymer ach. Ach is a mute. Haketzat, chelokes hayoim, divide the day, chetzu lechometz, chetzu lematzah. The first half of the day, you could have chometz with the raiso. And the second half, you have to have no chometz, only matzah. So, the Machlifa Shit tells the Rameir. Churu, Rameir is contradicting himself. Tamunoi me'ach l'rabois, v'ochoi me'ach l'mat. Meaning, usually throughout Shas, Rameir holds the ach as a mute. And here by chometz, it says ach l'rabois. It says don't eat chometz on the 15th, and ach is to come in and another hour before Shkia. Answers the Gemara in the Fehamud Beis, Omar Shmuel Barav Dumo mi'atoi she'einu b'chometz. It's not a rib, it's a mute. Mute is take away chametz another hour. In other words, the 14th of Nisan, you're allowed to eat chametz. Ach, 1 hour you can't eat chametz. So even though the Rebbe Rameir says it's to add an hour to the 15th, it really is taking out an hour of eating chametz. Continues the Gemara in Darshan, according to Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Oimer, when it says in the Pasuk, Lo yisoichal olav chametz, don't eat chametz on it. Midrash, what does it mean? Al achilasoi. When you're eating Korban Pesach, make sure not to have chametz. And the Pasuk before told me, it's additional hour before the time of the achilah. When you're doing the Korban Pesach, when you're makriv the Korban Pesach, which is doing the second half of the day, then you should not have chometz. Similar, Rabbi Yehuda Islay Esev Eloisasel Chilosoi Esev Eloisasel Biur. There's Esev Eloisasel eating the chometz, and Esev Eloisasel getting rid of the chometz. Esel Chilosoi Shivas Yomim to Echalam Matzois Veloi Chometz. You eat matzah 7 days, not chometz. Any no that comes from my essay is an essay. So that's the essay. There's a special love. Don't eat chametz. That's the essay of getting rid of chametz. There's a loisas regarding to get rid of the chametz. Now, according to Rab Chaim, the main chiddush of the Gemara is that all these, the Esa and the Loisa said, on the Achil of Chometz and the Biur Chometz, all apply Mishesh Shoyes V'lamalo. From Chetzoy Sayom of Yudalet already you have the two S's and the two lois S's. Continues the Gemara and says, Aramei oimer misheshores v'lamala midivrim. The fact that Mishnah says that if 6 hours onwards, you have to get rid of the chametz, is a din derabanan. Says him 1 second. Shvi'is, from the 7th hour onwards, I mean from Chatzos onwards, is asur mishum gader. As we just said, according to a mayor, midir raisa, you could eat until 1 hour before Shkia. So why are you not allowed to eat from Chatzos onwards? Because the gzera derabanan. Shishis lama, so why the 6th hour become asur? Mishum gader, that's another gzera. V'yish gader legader, do we do gzera legzera? Meaning, we already midir abanan, I told you from Chatzos and I can't do it. So why can't I do 1 hour before? Why are we adding 1 more hour? Says the Gemara, Elo Shoshishin Mitchalefes B'Shvi'is. People get mixed up between the 6th hour and the 7th hour. So because we're born itself from the 7 hour is also, we have to start from the 6th because people get mixed up between the two. Says the Gemara, Abiyudohim Emichomesh Velamalo Midivrem. Rabbi Abiyudah says, on the 5th hour it's already also, you can't eat from the 5th hour. And that's a din der Rabbanan. Now, Shish is Asur Mishugadir. Now, why can you eat in the 6th hour? Midorais Akut Abiyudah is only the 7th hour. Meaning for beginning of the 7th hour. So why an hour before we have to get rid of the chametz? That's a gzera derabanan. So if so, chamish islamas, so why add 1 more hour? Why according to Rabbi in the 5th hour I can't eat, don't have to burn, I can't eat? Mishugadah, again a gzera. If you gather together, same question. Do we say gzera like gzera? So the moral is chamish is mechalefes b'shvi'is. So the more people get mixed up between the 5th hour and the 7th hour. Because in the 7th hour is sumidoraiso, I have to be oiso ready for the 5th hour because people can get mixed up between the two. So the one with Chlafa, she tosses the Abiyudah. Chor Abiyudah is contradicting himself. Tamun Omer, Legabi Eidus, he says, Ein Chamishim is Chalefes B'Shvi'is. Regarding, he brings it in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. If one Eid said that something happened in the 5th hour, and another Eid said something happened in the 7th hour, you see they're contradicting each other. Because between the 5th hour and the 7th hour, people don't get mixed up. Veka Omer, Chamishim is Chalefes B'Shvi'is. And here you say that people get mixed up between the 5th and the 7th, and therefore you now lay Chametz on the 5th. So the one Rabbi Yosi, Taman Adover Mosul the Beis Din, or Beis Din Zuzimim. There it's Eidus that comes in front of Beis Din. When Beis Din comes in front of Beis Din, people, the Beis Din and the Beis Din that accept them, they are on a higher level, and they don't get mixed up in the 5th and 7th hour. But here it's given to everybody, including women. And as Gemara said before, women are considered lazy regarding the concept of Biur Chametz. So, they'll make a mistake between the 5th and 7th hour. So the difference between Eidim and Bdikas Chometz. Continues the Gemara in Davov and Udav and brings another answer. Thereby, Eidus is saying that one Eid is talking about beginning of the 5th hour, and the other is speaking about the end of the 7th hour. That's almost a 3-hour gap. That people don't make a mistake. But here we talk about, when we're saying that people are getting mixed up in chametz, we talk about someone getting mixed up between the end of the 5th hour and the beginning of the 7th hour. Chametz is also midoraisa at the beginning of the 7th. And people do tend to make a mistake between the beginning of the 7th and the end of the 5th. They may think the beginning of the 7th is really the end of the 5th. So if you don't say that the 5th hour is also, they may update chametz at the beginning of the 7th. But here the mistake is a mistake of an hour plus. There is the mistake of close to 3 hours. Similar with Tani Ken, it's in the Brisa, it sounds this way. Shevetchilas chamesh chama b'mizrach v'soif sheva chama b'mayrov. When he came to explain why people don't get mixed up between the 5th and the 7th, he says the beginning of the 5th, so then the sun is in the east. The end of the 7th, the sun is on the west. Lo'ilin chama noit l'mayrov el b'soif sheva. When does the sun tilt to the west? Only in the end of the 7th hour, not in the beginning of the 7th hour. So when you see from there that the mistake is between the beginning of the 5th and the end of the 7th. Mashiach by us, the mistake is between the end of the 5th and beginning of the 7th. So that's why we answer the contradiction between Chometz and Eidus. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Hei.